This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, it's Jeff. I just got through listening to The Economist that you had on about maybe 3 weeks ago. It was fun that you mentioned that I bought 8 units for $350,000 and that I just couldn't pull the trigger on 3 units for $389,000. And you said something about, isn't that called blue real estate? I know what you were talking about. Pent-up demand. Okay, in other words... He didn't get it, but I got it, and at least I think that's right.
You know, there's not a person on the planet who could have penned that to try to make a bit and make that funny. That was the real deal. Good old Redlands Jeff. Hey, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees. As a matter of fact, I was at a home inspection this morning prior to the program. That's a first in 18 years. And my client, buyer, found a beehive in the trunk of an old tree in the backyard. The home inspector walked right by it. So Dan Lenz was coming in. He goes, well, we'll just get Lenz out here. I said, No. He goes, no, I read this, the beehives, they're on the rise. I said, I don't think so in Santa Barbara County. So we'll have to check with Paul Cronshaw, but you want to go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline, sbba.org. So we'll track this beehive. We'll see what happens. Great guest today. Speaking of the Rockford reference to an economist, we have Bill Watkins. Bill Watkins is going to make his final appearance as whatever his title is at Cal Lutheran University. Probably something to do with economics and forecasting at Cal Lutheran. And he's getting out of Dodge. February 10th is going to be his final event here, 2016. And so we're going to talk to him about, don't worry about it. We'll figure something out that you'll like. So 4 segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll do the first segment here, the first 5 years. I do want to mention that... if you've been reading the Santa Barbara News Press here, the vacation rentals are in the news front page, left and right. And there was mention of the Coastal Commission getting involved, not with the vacation rentals, but with banning of RV parking, which is also happening purportedly in Santa Barbara. And it's been happening in coastal communities up and down the coast, and the Coastal Commission got involved with one of those communities, claiming that they want beach access for everybody, and so banning RV parking is contradictory to that. And also, they challenged vacation rental bans because they felt that vacation rentals would give access at an affordable price to the masses. And I thought, they're not checking vacation rentals in Montecito, quite expensive. So you have these two issues. And I just thought of this morning as I was going to discuss, bring this out anyway, but I just thought of a new business. I'm going to buy a bunch of RVs and rent them out as vacation rentals, but you just keep moving. You can't park them, so you just be driving around, like taking a yacht, like a boat. And it'll be an RV in Santa Barbara, and we'll just keep moving. And you want to go out to eat? Okay, we'll drop you off. Then you can wait for somebody. You're standing. There's a difference between parking and standing. Standing means the driver's there sitting. So I hope nobody steals my idea. But go ahead, steal it. You can go into that business. I'm busy selling real estate. Last week I announced the two pocket listings, and one of the pocket listings, I actually listed 2 days after last week's program because they got an accepted offer on a property they want to buy. So now we listed this subject to this concurrent close of the replacement property. So we were given 30 days, and it was a madhouse. In 6 days, had to write a purchase agreement for the replacement property, got an accepted offer, listed the house, hired a photographer, floor plan, the sellers went crazy. They rented a pod to empty the garage, doing last-minute cleanup. And on the 7th day, I didn't rest. I had an open house. The second pocket listing is complaining that I didn't sell his house after mentioning it on the air. So once again, $1.7 million. The Montecito Riviera with stupendous panoramic views to the harbor, the city, little peaks of the mountains behind, three-bedroom, two-bath, hardwood floors, privacy on some land, nice little spot. You're kind of on a private peninsula, a very unique little spot, $1.7 million. Okay, the vacation rentals, we did that. Oh, year-to-date. So let's look at year-to-date compared to the last 5 years. So we're on the 41st week of the year through October 14th, 2016. October 16th was my father's birthday. Well, it would have been his birthday. He would have been 102 in 2016. So we're looking at the first 41 weeks of the year, and we had 136 sales. Now, that's more than 2014, but nowhere near as much as 2013 when it was 1,001 sales. And not as much as 2012 when it was 973 sales. Now, 2010, 2011, they were still in the doldrums there, 735 sales for the first 41 weeks. And then 2012, 2013 jumped up. 2014, 8.25. 2015, 894. 2016, 836. So we're down 6.5% in the number of sales year to date. 2016 compared to 2015. Excuse me. So we're down 6.5% number of sales, averaging about 20.4 sales per week. However, we have a 4% increase. We have a 4% increase in a sore throat. Uh-oh. A frog in my throat. That's what I get for doing a home inspection and breathing in all that asbestos. I shouldn't crawl like I used to. Actually, the house was built in 89. There's no asbestos. 4% increase in the median price. $1.2 million is the median price year-to-date. Last year-to-date, $1,150,000. 2014, it was also $1.2 million. That's interesting. Now, we started off this year, the first quarter, we were at about $1.3 million. Things were selling at a little higher end, so it brought up the median sales price. A little more of a frenetic pace, I think, at the beginning of the year. So there you go. Year to date. Now let's see. What time is it, Richard? Quarter after. See, the clock's facing you.
Well, why don't you turn around?
Well, it's facing you to remind you to set it.
It's been set.
It's been set. Oh, thank you.
You
told me that last week. Tell me this week. It's 14 minutes after the hour. So, I've got this, God, I have been putting this off on this luxury sales by city, top 20. This is already a year old. I don't think it's changed much. I did part of this once. Sales of the top 20 luxury sales by city, over $1 million, over $5 million, over $10 million. And what's interesting is that one state... Now, this is by city, the top 20 cities, and one state is represented in the top five of all the categories. The top 20 cities, one state is represented in the top five, and in no other category. So, for example, like California, you know, you've got several cities, multiple cities represented. In fact, California has the most cities represented in the top 20 sales of luxury sales by category. Again, this is a year old. I'm sure there's been some minor changes, but not some dramatic shift. California is represented 9 times in the over $10 million category. Florida, 5 times. And Colorado, twice. Now, that third number is going to change. I imagine California might always be leading. But what two cities are on the top five list of the number of sales over $1 million, $5 million, and $10 million? San Francisco and Santa Barbara. That's pretty cool. San Francisco and Santa Barbara. We got a text. So I'm asking, what state is only represented once in all of these categories? Over a million, over 5 million, over 10 million. And it's number one in all three categories. What would your guess be? Kind of gave it away because I already eliminated California, Florida.
Texas.
Texas? That's a good guess. I saw Texas on here somewhere. Maybe not. Connecticut. If you look at over $5 million, California leads with 12. Again, Florida, second at 4. Utah 1, Colorado 1, Connecticut 1. Over 1 million, California cities, they have 6. Florida has 3 cities. Texas, there it was. Texas has 2 cities. Arizona, 1 city. Hawaii, then a bunch of singles. So when we return, I will tell you what state is only listed once. It has one city in all three categories, over a million, over 5 million, and over 10 million. And it's number one in each category.